Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kay.
And I'm Joe. Welcome to our podcast. We're sure that all of your English is really improving.
And Joe, I have a question.
What?
How do you say senpai and kohai in English?
Good question. How do you say senpai and kohai in English? Everyone, do you know the answer? Let's find out.
What is the answer?
The answer is just older students or younger students or other. The best is other students.
Other students, okay.
Right, other students.
Like you don't have to mention about their ages.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. And especially in American schools and British schools, age is not so important.
確かに、すごい年上の同級生とかもいたりするので。
Right, it's just another student helped me like that. But actually, I think that idea in Japan of older students helping younger students, it's a very good idea. And a lot of foreign schools actually have adopted that idea.
Really?
Right, because it really helps all students learn better. When the older students help the younger students. And then the younger students respect the older students.
Okay.
In America, at least, the younger students never respect the older students. Usually they don't like them because they're not so friendly or something like that, right?
悲しいことだ。
Right, it's very good that younger students respect the older students to some degree, right?
それでは今日のシチュエーションはですね、学校の外で後輩の女の子がある先輩の男の人を待っているというところから始まりますね。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
He's so good looking and such a cool guy. I hope he'll love the chocolate I made for him. Oh, there he is.
Oh, hi. My friend told me that someone was asking me to come here. Are you the one who called me here?
Thanks for coming here, senpai. I know that you don't know who I am, but I've always looked up to you since I entered this school.
Your name's Satsuki, right?
Yeah. How did you know my name?
You're in the school theater. Last week, I saw you in the play, and your acting skills were really good.
Really? I'm so happy to hear that you were there. That was my first play ever, so I was worried I wouldn't do well.
Well, I hope you continue your career as an actress. You have so much potential.
Yeah, I will. I can't believe this. I hope you win a lot in your soccer matches too.
Haha. Thanks. I'll try.
Hey, I was doing some cooking last night, and I wanted to give you this.
But wait. I just want you to know that...
Shh. It's okay. I know that you like someone else. I just want you to receive this chocolate.
No. No. It's not that. I have...
Thank you for inspiring me more. See you later.
Damn. Why do I need to be allergic to chocolate?
Ha ha ha! Too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Right, he's allergic to chocolate.
ちょっと空気読めない子だったんですね。この to be allergic to で、アレルギーを持ってるってことですね。
That's a good expression. For example, I'm allergic to pollen.
花粉にアレルギーがあるんだ。
Right, like that. Or he's allergic to cat hair. Yes. Something like that. Right.
でまず、このダイアログの最初で女の子がもう彼って本当にかっこいいっていうふうに言ってますね。Good looking でこう見た目がかっこいいってことですね。
Right. When you're talking about men, try to say good looking.、Mm-hmm. Don't say handsome.、Mm-hmm. We don't really use that ever, right? He's good looking like that. It's much more natural. Right, right, right.
でなんかこの子はこの好きな先輩にあげるためにチョコレートを手作りしてきたみたいなんですけど、食べてくれるかな心配だなっていうふうに言ってます。でそこに男の先輩がやってきます。で、女の子は私入学してからずっとあなたを尊敬してましたっていうふうに言ってます。To look up to で尊敬するという意味ですね。
Right, that means to respect. It's the same. Kate, have you looked up to any older students?
Well,
ever?
Of course, all of all the people are、uh-huh. like みんなね尊敬すべきいいところがあるからもちろんそりゃもちろんですよ。
Okay, okay, okay.
で実はこの男の先輩の方もこの女の子の後輩のことを知ってたんですね。でなんでかっていうとこの女の子は学校の演劇部でこの劇に出演してたみたいなんですね。The school theater で演劇部ってことですね。
Right. For example, he is in the school theater. Remember when you're talking about clubs, try to say in.
In, okay.
I'm in the tennis club. I'm in the band. Like that. Don't say I'm a member of.
Or like I belong to.
That's right. Or don't say I belong to. Those are too formal. The best is I am in something. Right.
で、劇見たよ、もうすっごくうまいね、って言われてます。The play で劇ってことですね。
Right. To perform in a play or to be in a play. It's like that. Have you ever been in a play, Kay?
No, I'm too bad.
Right.
Have you, Joe?
Maybe when I was little, kind of like, it's called A Christmas Carol. I was like, one of the bad guys or something in it, I forgot.
You were one of the villains or something. Villain で敵ってことですね。
Yeah. So, but I really have never really been in other plays either.
で女の子はそれを聞いて、え本当ですか、もう初めての出演だったからすっごく心配だったんですよというふうに言ってます。ここでちょっと文法の説明をしたいんですけど、ここで女の子は I was worried I wouldn't do well というふうに言ってます。Would っていうのは will の過去形なんですけど、女の子は was っていうふうに言って過去のある地点から未来を指しています。なので現在形の will ではなくて過去形の I would っていう必要があったんですね。
That's right. So it's an easy rule. If you're talking about something in the past、mm-hmm. and then you're going to go to the future from there、
yes.
you say, for example, in the dialogue they say, I was worried I wouldn't do well、mm-hmm. so in the future she was worried、
yes.
like that. Or to give a couple more examplesHe said that he would go to the meeting、mm-hmm. like that, but actually he didn't, something、mm-hmm. like that. Or I thought the team would win, but they didn't.、
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. Try to make your own sentences.
で、女の子は心配だったんですけど、もう男の子の方は、いや、君は才能があるよっていうふうに言ってます。この才能があるっていうのは、Joe, how do you say that in English?
To have potential.
To have potential.
Okay.When you graduate from the university, I really think you have potential.
Oh, thank you for your compliments.
It's true. Right? Everybody out there also thinks you're so smart,
yeah,
right?
Thank you. Thank you. こんないい感じで話が進んでいくんですけど、あ、女の子がとうとうチョコレートを渡すんですね。自分で作ってきたやつ。ここで男の人は困ってるみたいなんですけど、もう女の子は全然構わずに、もう本当私のことをちょっと刺激してくれてありがとうございます。本当に良かったですって言って走り去っていきます。To inspire で刺激するってことですね。
Right, it's like to encourage someone, to really support someone. Everybody, you know that Saturday night program, Seikai Fushigi Hakken, inspire the next. Inspire the next. What does that mean? The next, what it actually means, I think, it can inspire the next generation.
あの次世代を、刺激していくって感じですね。
It's like that. Inspire the next. And in our dialogue here, she says, thank you for inspiring me, right? For encouraging me, like that.
では女の子は走り去るんですけど、ここで男の子が最後の面白い表現 damn というふうに言っています。
Right. We teach important words here.
Yes.
Damn. It's really strong and you shouldn't really say it.
Okay.
But in movies you hear it a lot.
Yes.
After the natural speed here, let's listen to some more of these really terrible, bad words, important
yeah,
words.
So it's up to you to listen to the end of our podcast today.
Yes.
And let's listen at natural speed.
Hmm. He's so good looking and such a cool guy. I hope he'll love the chocolate I made for him. Oh, there he is.
Oh, hi. My friend told me that someone was asking me to come here. Are you the one who called me here?
Thanks for coming here, senpai. I know that you don't know who I am, but I've always looked up to you since I entered this school.
Your name's Satsuki, right?
Yeah. How did you know my name?
You're in the school theater. Last week, I saw you in the play, and your acting skills were really good.
Really? I'm so happy to hear that you were there. That was my first play ever, so I was worried I wouldn't do well.
Well, I hope you continue your career as an actress. You have so much potential.
Yeah, I will. I can't believe this. I hope you win a lot in your soccer matches, too.
Thanks. I'll try.
Hey, I was doing some cooking last night, and I wanted to give you this.
But wait, I just want you to know that...
Shh. It's okay. I know that you like someone else. I just want you to receive this chocolate.
No. It's not that. I have...
Thank you for inspiring me more. See you later.
Damn. Why do I need to be allergic to chocolate?
Okay, everyone, I'm going to teach you three bad words here.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're teaching the important things
so
here. And the first one is not so bad, actually. You can use this one of the three.
Okay.
It's darn.
Darn.
Right.
Right,
but it's like damn, but damn is even stronger. If you say darn, it's okay. Darn, I got another bad grade in the course. So you can say this, no problem. Right. It comes from damn, so it sounds similar. Darn. Right? Okay. And a little bit higher is damn.
Okay.
Damn is bad, but it's not that bad, I think. It's okay. That's right. And the worst one that you should never say, of course, is shit and fuck. So we said it here, right?
The F word.
You all know that, right? Because you hear it once in a while.
Yeah, we don't have to hide it.
Right.
そうですね。Darn, damn, shit は結構ね、映画とかでもよく聞くので、耳を澄ませて、あ、今言ったっていうのをね、ちょっとリスニングしてみてくださいね。
Yes, you are all improving and you're going to become fluent if you know these words. And keep listening to our podcast and we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Take care.
Bye.